With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Internet outages have been hindering operations at Seattle's SeaTac Airport.
Officials with the Port of Seattle say some internet, phone, email, and other systems are still not working after a disruption this weekend blamed on a suspected cyber attack. Travelers are warned to leave extra time and use mobile apps for boarding instead of airport kiosks. The terminal screens that announce arrivals and departures are dark. Apparently, luggage sorting is also affected. Delta and Alaska Airlines say they're not impacted by the outages. SeaTac airport officials say they're working with federal authorities to find a cause and a culprit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, AAA's Aixa Diaz says Labor Day travel is up this year, and for the most part, airports have been ready.
This summer has been record-breaking, but we've seen that airports have handled it earlier this summer with Memorial Day and July 4th. You obviously can't predict other factors like a computer meltdown or severe weather. So those are the types of things that, of course, can affect everything, and that's when you have a ripple effect of delays and cancellations.
Motorists and air travelers are getting a break on prices, with gasoline and airfares both down a little from very high levels last year. Haggling over next month's presidential debate continues. Former President Donald Trump says the next presidential debate should have the same rules as the first one.
We agreed to the same rules. Same rules and same specifications. And I think that's probably what it should be. But they're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want a debate.
Trump and Democratic candidate Kamala Harris are scheduled for a September 10th debate on ABC. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 65 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans have friends of other faiths.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 61% of the general population has at least a few friends who follow different religions. That includes 51% of evangelical Protestants, 67% of mainline Protestants, 59% of Catholics, and 41% of black Protestants. Most Americans don't talk about religion with their friends, however. Less than one-third say they ever bring it up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court upheld the state's rejection of petitions in favor of putting an abortion initiative on the November ballot. The ruling dashes the hopes of abortion advocates to have voters decide the issue. Petition organizers had submitted more than 100,000 signatures, but election officials said the group didn't comply because documentation for paid signature gatherers was submitted separately. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high on Wall Street, even as losses for big tech companies pulled the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite lower. The Dow edged up 0.2%, enough to beat the all-time high it set last month. The S&P lost 0.3%. The NASDAQ pulled back 0.9%. The mixed trading came as a start of a week featuring another full slate of corporate earnings and the government's latest inflation reading. NVIDIA is among several companies reporting their latest results this week. The Dow was up 65 points to close at 41,240. The NASDAQ lost 152 to 17,725. The S&P 500 dropping 17 points to 5616. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.